got a tongue to talk.
Here on Sounds of Praise. And yes, God keeps on blessing and blessing and blessing those who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you have not done that, this is your opportunity. God says his greatest blessing is his salvation gift to you, and you can receive it and come to him just as you are. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you when you call upon his name and surrender, surrender, you'll never be the same. Yes, oh, come as you are.
Yes, there are all kinds of blessings that we can receive from the hand of Almighty God. You heard a lot of them today on the program already. But this is the greatest of the blessings. This is salvation that opens the door to all the blessings we've been singing about here on the program. And if you're outside of the saving grace and keeping power of Jesus Christ, you don't know how well you can be blessed. Not only in this life, but in the life that is to come, if you give your life to him. That's why Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton are singing, come to Jesus Christ just as you are. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. There are no magic in these words, but if you believe what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation alive within your life this very day. You will be blessed beyond measure. How do I know? Well, back on Palm Sunday, 1958, in a small chapel in Fort Gordon in Georgia, while I was in the Army, God brought me to His saving grace and His keeping power. That was 1958. You do the math. He's never failed. I failed, but He's brought me back every time I yielded myself to His control, and He'll do the same for you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I need Your blessings. I need them over and over and over again. And I understand from the messages and the music that they are free to me this day if I will yield myself to You and to Your control. And You will never run out of blessings. And so therefore my salvation through faith in You is assured as long as I live my life for You. So I'm surrendering myself to Your control. Move in me, move through me. Make me the person that You have ordained that I should be from the foundations of, even before the foundations of the world were formed. You knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. So I'm surrendering myself to You and to Your control, taking You at Your word and believing the victory that You alone can provide through the perfect life, the perfect sacrifice, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And by the power of Your Spirit, my desire is to live my life so that I might not only be a recipient of Your blessings, but I might be a source through whom Your blessings might flow. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's going to do it. God done it, or God will do it whenever you come to that conclusion and surrender yourself to Him and recognize that He is the answer to every one of your problems, every situation you encounter in your life. God has the answer. And I pray that you receive that answer this day in Jesus' name. If you have, give me a call while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who give their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. Or if you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can call me at the office sometime after the program. Or you can call me at the office and leave a message. 781-648-5158. And we'll send the material out to you, like I said, with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join a church. We're not going to be, although you need to let the Lord guide and direct you into what church you should get involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and the address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Our office phone is 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can even email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:21 is the Sounds of Praise time, and time is just fleeting by. And we're going to move into the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry right now. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson. And this is Come On, Let's Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Pray, and right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King.
Say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Take that, go!
No matter.
It's 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring these various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. We're praying for B. B is suffering with arthritis in both of his knees, praying that God's going to minister powerfully in his behalf, give him the deliverance that he alone can give, and may he recognize that the benefits and blessings he received has come from God's hand, and may he in turn yield himself to his control, and he might work his blessings through him, and then out from his life into the lives of others. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We're also praying for Michelle of Medford. Hadn't heard from her for quite a while, but she's also suffering with arthritis in her shoulder, and we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf as well. But she's thanking and praising God that she's received healing from her back, which is feeling a lot better. And so we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf. She's also been delivered from smoking, which she's praising God for. And we're thanking God for all he's doing. And also we need to pray for all the victims of Dorian, those who lost loved ones, those who have loved ones who are missing, those whose property had been destroyed all up and down the coast. I understand it had returned back to a Category 2 storm and was hitting Nova Scotia. So this was quite a devastating storm. But we're praying that God would minister in every area for those who are in need, those who lost loved ones. May he provide his comfort in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, and we bring B before you, Lord, because we recognize that he has been suffering in both knees with arthritis. Pray you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And what medicine and science and doctors can accomplish, we're looking to you to minister powerfully in his behalf. And may he recognize, O Lord, he's been touched by the hand of Almighty God. You are the healing Christ, and through your stripes that you received before you even went to the cross of Calvary, may he recognize that his healing is there. And may he trust in you and receive all the benefits and blessings that you have for his life. And may he, in turn, be a source where through whom your blessings might flow. Is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And then it's Michelle of Medford. She's thanking and praising you, Lord, because her back is a lot better than it had been. And she's been delivered from smoking, Lord, and we're trusting that you're going to work continually in her behalf. Now as she's suffering with arthritis in her shoulder, we pray, oh God, you would minister in that situation because you are the healing Christ. And may she recognize, oh Lord, as she continues to place her faith and trust in you, there's no limit to the blessings that she can receive from your hand. And may she be a source through whom your blessings might flow, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying for all the victims of Hurricane Dorian. Pray, O Lord, that in every area where destruction has come, Lord, death has come, that you might even minister in those areas as well. Nothing is too hard for you. And we're praying, O Lord, that you would bring comfort, you would bring deliverance, you would bring the reality of the need for your salvation in the lives of multitudes of individuals, Lord, and even through this horrendous storm, may many call you blessed, may many be blessed and strengthened. May many receive the anointing and the deliverance that you alone can give, and may they in turn surrender themselves to you and to your control, so you might use them as sources of blessings in other lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 2156, or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEY, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we're going to begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there and our listening audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:43 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you have just tuned in, you've missed a lot. We've been bringing you part one of an ongoing series regarding the blessing that the Lord continues to pour out upon His people. And we've been utilizing Fred Hammond, he keeps on blessing me over and over and over. And Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir. And you keep on blessing me. And I can't tell you when, but we're going to have another program. I've found quite a bit of music that features the theme of God's blessing. And as soon as the Lord directs us, we'll let you know when the next one is going to be coming your way. But right now is Trinity 5-7, and the song is entitled Blessing Me, here on Sounds of Praise.
A to the gel, the gel, the gel.
Okay.
C to the now, the now, the now.
Okay.
Who they be?
Trinity.
Who we be?
Yeah.
Music more.
He accepted me,
okay.
And now I'm about to give you my acceptance speech,
okay.
I know I'm not perfect, but God said I'm worth it, and He just won't stop blessing me, yeah, blessing me. They give you my acceptance speech. I know I'm not perfect. God said I'm worth it. And He just won't stop blessing me. Blessing me. Blessing me. He keep blessing me. Blessing me. Blessing me. And He just won't stop
blessing me. I need your love, cause better will be testing me. And now He knows better than to mess with me. And I'll never turn my back on you.
No way.
I know that you're the one and there's no other way. I'm looking to the hills for a brighter day. And like the daddy that you are, you call me from afar.
And you keep catching me.
Ooh,
I can't worry about the haters, cause God is faithful. He fed, but He gave it to me. And that's why He keeps on blessing me, yeah.
You look beyond my faults, it's on my knees. You don't know, like I know what He's up for me. I know I don't deserve it, but He keeps on blessing me.
I'm feeling the blessings, the blessings, the blessings. I'm feeling the blessings, the blessings, the blessings. I'm feeling the blessings, the blessings, the blessings. Cause He keeps blessing me. And now I'm about to get in by yourself. Bless me. I know I'm not perfect. God said I'm worth it. And He just keeps blessing me.
Blessing me. Blessing me. Blessing me. He keeps blessing me. Blessing me. Blessing me. And He just won't stop. He accepted me. And now I'm about to give you my acceptance speech. I know I'm not perfect. God said I'm worth it. And He just blessing me, blessing me, blessing me, He keep blessing me, blessing me, blessing me, and He just won't stop.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, He just won't stop.
Okay. get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on.
Okay, 7:56 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition, the Sunday, September 8th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Back next Sunday, Lord willing, with more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.